Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Ravneet Kaur, the Producer Services Manager with the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Ravneet.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
To help Canada's pork producers adjust to the Public Health Agency of Canada's COVID-19 directions, the Canadian Pork Council is recommending postponing on-farm visits related to the full validation of the Pig Safe, Pig Care programs under the Canadian Pork Excellence Program. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Canadian Pork Excellence and what are the Pig Safe and Pig Care programs under this program?
Yeah, so the Canadian Pork Excellence Program is a national platform that allows registered pork producers to demonstrate compliance with food safety, animal care, and traceability requirements. This program was rolled out in 2019, and it is actually an update of the CQA program with very similar record-keeping requirements. Now, the CQA program was the Canadian Quality Assurance Program that was launched in 1998. So this new program is an update of the existing CQA program. And PigSafe and PigCare are components of the CQA program. So PigSafe is the food safety aspect, and PigCare is the animal care component of the previous CQA program.
When did the transition from the old Canadian Quality Assurance Program to the new Canadian Pork Excellence Program begin, and where does that transition stand at this point?
So the Canadian Pork Excellence Pig Safe Pig Care Program was rolled out in 2019, like I said before. Right now, as far as Saskatchewan is concerned, we didn't have any farms on the newer CPE program in 2019. We will be having a couple of farms who would be transitioning to the new CPE Pig Safe Pig Care program this year.
How is a postponement of on-farm validations under Canadian Pork Excellence expected to affect the overall transition within Saskatchewan to the new program, and what are the factors to consider there?
Yeah, so we would not have very many farms on the newer Pig Safe Pig Care programs this year. We do have a majority of our farms still on the Canadian Quality Assurance programs, and so this particular notice basically is for the Pig Safe Pig Care programs. We don't have any full validation scheduled for the CQA program this year. All the farms are scheduled for partial validations, and they would go as usual. The farms that will be transitioning to the full Pig Safe Pig Care program this year do have this option of extending their anniversary dates by 3 months for now, depending upon how this virus behaves after that, and because there is a risk of full validations completing with this public health crisis, because the veterinarian would have to actually complete full validation by visiting the barn, and that puts everybody involved in the process at risk. So that was why it was decided that these full validations apply for extensions, because full validations need the veterinarian to actually, or the validator to actually go into the barn and complete them. And that was why we're starting with a 3-month extension for now.
In the event of further delays, how will that affect pork quality assurance in general overall?
In my opinion, it is not going to have a big effect on the poor quality assurance, because even though the farms are scheduled for their annual validations, the record keeping and the standard operating procedures that they follow, that is a constant process. The procedures that are followed are, you know, the record keeping is kept on a regular basis. So even if there is delay in an actual validation process, that doesn't mean that the record keeping and the SOPs or the standard operating procedures that the farm personnel are following are delayed, that goes on as usual. It's just that the validation process would be shifted by a couple of months. So eventually that's not going to actually affect the pork quality at all.
How can anyone interested get more information?
We do have manuals. So to obtain a copy for the new Canadian Pork Excellence Pig Safe Pig Care Manual or for any additional information, they can contact our office. They can directly contact me. And you know, I can provide them with any information that they would like to have.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just want to say that the newer program is an update of the existing CQA program with very similar record keeping requirements, and it also includes the requirements that are set out in the Pig Code of Practice. And the CQA program will be phased out over the next 3 years. So the transition is going to be regular depending upon where farms fall in their validation cycle. And the trainings for the newer programs are available. We couldn't hold any in-person trainings for now, but we do have these trainings available online. So if somebody wants to get trained in the new program, they can contact me and we can set them up for the online training platform.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Our guest has been Ravneet Kaur, the Producer Services Manager with the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.